so sorry.
I lost an uncle yesterday, a retired Major Bankole Makonju from Makonju family of Lagos. And he was the elder brother of Tony Makonju of the Times. Tony Makonju, the elder brother. He was 83.
Oh.
And as you can see, I'm just ready to head for Kisumu at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay, so it's your morning now.
Habba.
I'm asking now. Okisuno, I'm asking.
Okisuno is a walking distance from here.
So
the
if
two, it, the two prominent cemeteries for Muslims, apart from general cemeteries.
Oh, are you talking about cemetery?
Yes, now. Nah,
no, because we have Okisuno in Shemolu.
We said somebody is dead. I'm wearing.
I thought you were going to the family house or something. No, I'm not saying that the cemetery is.
We're Lagosians. It's a Lagosian bona fide.
So Shemolu people are not Lagosians.
It's from Ekwete, though. I don't know. That back in the day, do you know that Lagos ended at Fadeyi? Did you know that?
Back in the day.
Yes, back in the day. Lagos ended at Fadeyi. That junction, that Jibowu, that street.
What now happened after what's?
History took its course. Oh God! At least I have you to crack me up. You know, back to him. You know, every day you lose somebody, so I won't see him again. You know, but he went to rest. 83. He had been a bit poorly, so he's just gone to rest. So,
someone asked me one question one day. I think it was my wife who said,
"Which of them? Do you have one?"
Oh my God!
No,
I have just one now.
Hey, I wanted to. You know, I just wanted to be sorry. Don't mind me.
I have just one. For the record, though, please, for the record.
Yes.
You know, in the media, there's a way that media just throws some things out there.
I know she's listening. Mommy, it's just a joke.
She's not mommy.
She's a woman that wants. You know, Yorubas, we respect people, you know. If you marry a girl now who is 17 or 18, I won't call her by name. Yawuwa or something. I won't call her that.
Why would you call her Yawuwa? Like why? How?
I said if you had a wife, she's our wife now.
It's not Yawuwa. It's Yawomi. It's not Yawuwa.
Yes, Yawuwa. You would say Yawomi.
Say Mrs. This.
Sherry. Okay, I agree. Let's go. My condolences to the Makonju family.
Yeah. Okay, same here. Let's start. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're going to start with Daily Trust newspaper. This story on page 4 reads, Tinubu settles for Akpabio, Barau as Senate President Deputy.
You know, just yesterday you were asking me what I thought about. Now, the whole idea of having, you know, a legislator, in governance, you have the presidency, then you have the legislature, you have the judiciary, you have the executive, the answer and so forth, is to create balance.
Right.
And they are supposed to be independent. But Nigerian national legislature has descended into a parastatal under the executive. Look at this paragraph in... Tinubu has settled for Akpabio, according to this story in the Daily.
According to the story.
I have no comments to make about... either Tinubu himself or Akpabio. One is president-elect, this one will be Senate president. That's what Nigeria settled for. Good luck. But listen to this. He said it was gathered that the president-elect would meet other contenders for the Senate presidency to formally inform them of the decision on Akpabio. It's not for the executive to appoint, in theory. But you can see, all of us have a fair idea of what usually goes on there, you know, horse trading, money changing hands, or whatever you like, all kinds of things, which is a pity. There is no longer pretense at independence. So, to put it bluntly, we don't have any balance. Yes, the president dictates everything. If the president dictates the legislature, what is left of the judiciary? That's the third arm. You know, and he has his implications. I hope people understand that. He says that after that, Tinubu would also meet all the senators-elect who are members of the APC in furtherance of the consultation. Okay, it will be recalled that at a meeting on Wednesday, which had in attendance Lawan and Gbaja and the leadership of the APC led by Senator Abdullah Adamu, it was resolved that Tinubu anchors the efforts that the president anchors the efforts of identifying and selecting leadership of the National Assembly. It's a very sad situation. We don't have any balance in governance. At state level, it's not any different. The governor usually produces the speaker.
Yeah.
I don't know why we don't allow things just happen the way they are structured. As people, we can be very overbearing in positions that we are. It's not peculiar to the politicians. Yes. That's why you don't want to let go of your children. You go and start having PTAs in universities and so on and so forth, when in reality, that's a testing ground for adulthood. That's where you're allowed to make mistakes, you're allowed to do that, so that when you're ready, by the time you become a graduate, it's not just what you read. You're also ready. But if, as at now, you're having PTA for UNILAG, PTA for... when are these people going to be adults? We can be overbearing. The same happens even on religious whatever. The pastors have taken over the lives of the flock. They practically dictate, dictate to non-discerning members of the flock. And I consider it extremely unfortunate, because what it means is that in most of the things we do, we will never have balance. We have appropriated too much power to the president or to the governor. Too much power. A governor has a private problem with somebody. He says he can't, because he has some inanity, he can't give answer to such a request. I mean, who does that? Where does that come from? We've too much powers we've appropriated to people. Then the issue now came up. Okay, so Akpabio, part of what it is because, he's a Christian and he's from the south. But an influential former, I'm reading for the trust now, an influential former governor faulted the decision of president-elect to settle for Akpabio for religious balancing. Why? In an interview, the former governor said, yes, there is need for sacrifice, but the North should not be second fiddle because of the need to placate some people who contributed almost nothing to the table. So what you are going to have here, if care is not taken, is a reward system. We are going to be looking at cabinets and see whether round pegs are being put in round holes, or it's just going to be thank you for your support. That would be very unfortunate, but let's see how it goes. Edward says consultations are going on for speaker and deputy and so on and so forth. This is the reason why when you asked me yesterday, I said I have no interest. This is political jagwajantis as far as I'm concerned. If you don't know what that means, you can Google it. Go and verify.
Google is your friend. Google is your friend.
Google is your friend. This is political. This is not the way I expect politics to be played, at least not blatantly and in the open. You can, from all the statements here, everybody is looking towards the president to produce the president. So wherein lies the balance? Wouldn't it have been better if you had a president of the Senate who rose through the ranks amongst his fellow senators and therefore has the power to confront the executive when they are getting out of hand? But this is the way Nigeria is going. And know that, people, it's very important. You must know the country you live in. This is how it's going to be done.
All right.
At least for now.
For now, yes, for now. Vanguard is next. Restore local refining, says NLC, as FG halts subsidy removal.
Are we removing this subsidy or not? You'll be damned if you do, and you'll be damned if you don't. I think that I think the federal government could have done it much, much earlier, but they were afraid of, because of the election. Okay, they didn't want to lose anything on the elections, and they didn't want it to become a problem during the elections. Now, a government that had already announced that it was going to remove the subsidy, was it by May or so, or by June, whatever time it is, has retracted again. So it's going to be back and forth. Now, the NLC says that they should restore local refinery. This government has been in place for 8 years. It had 8 years to do that, and it hasn't done so. So what are we going to do now? It is true, yes, if you had local refining, the issue of subsidy would be minimal. But we can't wait another. We can't continue wasting money away for some people to take advantage of. Because the whole subsidy thing has become a racket. I think I read somewhere that close to 45% of whatever subsidy money they're paying is racketeering, is non-existent. Because I've never heard anything so silly. I'm supposed to go and import fuel. then I put all the papers together and then apply for something. I mean, who does that? Couldn't we have thought of another way? For instance, couldn't Nigeria take its crude to some refinery abroad? And but you see, the same excuse will be given. There will be fraud practices in between. Same excuse will be given. And it's a very good and robust one for our elite. They love it. But look, most of the elite, the big boys that you see, you know, all the big boys, they are involved in all these rackets, the buildings coming down. They are one of Nigeria's biggest problems. They don't like you to say it, but it's the truth. And unfortunately, we just fall, you know, fall for it. That's why sometimes in public you get people staring at you kind of funny. We are really living bank, okay? But that's the truth. They have held this country by the jugular. Do you know how much we fritter away in the name of so-called subsidy? And in any case, the petrol that even that we use now, the what's the technical word for it now? The whatever it is, petrol that we use. It's just about the kind of petrol you use for a grinding machine. All of us are driving luxurious cars. We're damaging the engines.
It's premium motor spirit.
Yes. What is premium motor spirit?
Petrol.
PMS, yes. So, heaven help us all. So the NLC says that. But this NLC, the Ajaero, at least for the little I know of him, you know, has a resolve, appears to have a resolve. Well, a direction and the experience for now. I know all of us are trying to play safe for now. So we'll see how it goes. You'll be damned if you do and damned if you don't.
So people are asking, right? The $800 million from the World Bank, that from the IMF that we already have, because what the news that came out yesterday was that it was suspended. So the initial committee has now been expanded to include a couple of other stakeholders. And then the NEC now says that, okay, look, so this committee now will now get together, and the governors will be involved, the downstream regulatory sector will be involved, and other, you know, stakeholders. Then they will now sit and decide whether the June removal date is sacrosanct or it needs to be postpone.
The June removal date, number one, is a banana peel for the incoming administration.
Yeah,
a president is going to be sworn in on May 29, maybe 1st or 2nd of June. You remove the subsidy, you have killed him. That's killing on entry. It's like a situation of Magnum.
Okay,
you have killed him. You swear in the president on the 29th, then in June, it's dead on arrival. I'm telling you. He's dead on arrival, and I hope that... And that is a, all this while I knew was a common sense thing to think about.
Yeah.
It's just common sense thing. Either you could have done it much, much earlier, or you leave it to the incoming administration to do it at a time that is convenient for them. All this drama about adding this to this committee and that to that committee is a whole lot of whatever, something I can't say on air. And anybody who is fooled by that, good luck to him. It's highly political, highly contentious. Some of the people who, some of the people who got from this subsidy funded elections. They need to get payback. What are you saying? When you hear this money, is this we are spending dollars? We are spending this in some states. Said was it in Ogun State? They said we are spending dollars. Where do you think all this money? It's not all. It's not all that's coming from the state. It's coming from these same people. It's recycled. So you must give them time to get their money back. We are talking like adults now. You know, we are talking brass tacks.
Most likely, you're saying most likely the subsidy payment would continue. Most likely.
It will have to. I'm a practical person. It will have to. The interests that are involved and embedded in this must get payback first. That's the reality. That is the reality. Oh, so I'm used to getting subsidy. I've given $100 million, you know, to the campaign of a party. The party now gets into power, and you tell me that I'm not going to get a payback. One of the easiest paybacks is through this subsidy thingy. Yes, because it's not everybody that wants his son or whatever or wants to be a minister. Some people want immediate, and they know the name of the game. How many contracts will be making? You know, subsidy is gbemuni. you know, it's not about contract. Subsidy, you file in your papers and you get your money. Yes. So that's the reality. And I don't know about this World Bank. I still don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah.
But somehow it doesn't resonate in my head. It reminds me of the Buhari's government. What do they call it now?
Which one?
This one they were distributing 500. How much was it to 5,000?
Yeah, trader money.
Yes, a whole lot of nonsense, filled with fraudulent practice.
Money without traces.
Money without traces. You say you want to empower people for how long? It's okay, so you give each individual 50,000. How long is that going to? What are we talking about? There's nothing on ground. No alternative form of transport. Your refineries refuse to work. If all our refineries were working with Dangote coming on board, we shouldn't be talking of any subsidy. We shouldn't. Because then the kind of subsidy you would do is that, okay, Dangote, we are going to give you the crude at a reduced price.
Yes, yes.
It is, you don't need a bachelor's or PhD in economics. Port Harcourt refinery, you are getting 200 something thousand barrels a day, and we expect 200,000 barrels of PMS. And you do your checks.
And some other byproducts.
Yet, an oil producing country, we are suffering like hell. Now, aviation fuel has gone up. Air prices are going up again.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Let's go to the Vanguard. Let's stay with the Vanguard. Page 8 is where we'll find the story. My administration placed over 50,000 children of deceased army personnel on scholarships. Buhari.
That's a very good one. 50,000. Buhari says, my administration placed over 50,000 children of deceased army personnel and scholarships. That's good. We are happy to hear that. But your administration has refused to pay the likes of old soldiers who were retired during the Civil War. As at the last time I checked, the old soldier people told me that, Uncle Jimmy, let's just take it easy. It looks as if maybe we'll not get something. I don't know whether somebody is pulling strings at them. People who fought the Civil War. Were decommissioned in the 70s. As at the last time I had them in the studio here, and all of us were weeping, had not been paid. And there are many in that category. I mean, so, okay, so you have done some good and noble ones, but you have done some things that should not be heard outside the four walls of a studio, talk less of in a country. That somebody who put his life on the line 30-something years after still hasn't been fully paid. I mean, I don't know. This is an achievement. Yes, it says displaced over 50,000 children and their wards of army personnel on scholarship. But what about the main actors themselves? Why have you been toying with their welfare? These old soldiers think I've been at it now for close to 3 years. Yes, for close to 3 years. You've been tossing these old papas up and down. Don't forget, these are people in their late 70s. If care is not taken, they'll go to the grave without their money. Is that supposed to encourage other people to do what these people did? The sheriff, you need to have heard what they said about what it is that sometimes for 2 weeks you can't even take off your shoes. They did all that, won the war, and see how you're paying them back. So for me, this when I heard this one this morning before I looked out for it. That yet no. So the president should please leave at May 29 and let history do the rest and not bother to list his achievements or not. The only thing I can say comfortably, Mio, Jimmy Disu, Buhari, fold my hand. Fold my hand. Sorry, Moody, I have to use that phrase. I have to borrow it, but I still give you the copyright.
Yeah, that story.
Oh, no, you said.
No, it's. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So here's this one here on page 33. It reads, Sudan, Nigerian students trapped in desert.
Did you see the video?
Yes, I did.
Chilling.
I did. I saw it.
But I think some of them have arrived. Yes, okay. I think that somewhere says that some of them have arrived. But what this this story talks about, it says it will be resolved soon. Apparently, the claim that is being made by the students is that the drivers got halfway and demanded full payment. And I'm wondering, Couldn't that have been agreed from the onset? Why are the drivers suddenly getting midway? Is it that they want more money? Or are they trying to fleece these people? Future reports will tell us what it is. Mm-hmm. But what it just signals to me is that it was a bit untidy. It means that probably they had to deal, instead of dealing with a company, mm-hmm. a transport company, you probably were dealing with individuals. And listen, look at, you know, I talked about public servants yesterday. Look at this story. This Sudan thing is in the front burner of the whole world, trying to evacuate people. So, the Vanguard put a call through to the spokesperson, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Mrs. Francisca Omayuli. Do you know what she said?
What did she say?
They were asking her, this is the spokesperson of ministry, asking her the development. She says, oh, I will respond when I am less busy.
Oh, no way.
Piero Niel.
No way. No
spokesperson.
Way.
It's in quote here. Contacted, the spokesperson, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Mrs. Francisca Omayuli, simply said, I will respond when I am less busy. If Onyema knows his onions, this woman at the very best will be redeployed, if not fired. Because I don't see how busy. This is the front burner. Spokesperson, a call is put through to you. You could even have parried the questions if you don't know. Is it this function, most a lot of people don't seem to. Even the organizations don't value it. If they want somebody who's been a secretary for a while and can speak good English, they don't throw her in that place. No, it calls for a lot of tact.
Right.
You could have said something that, yes, we are working on it. I'll be able to give you the full details in this and that. But you can see the contempt he had for them. And says, I will respond when I am less busy. As if you stop by to ask where they sell groundnut in the neighborhood.
Mm.
That's what you're getting, Mrs. Omayuli. I'll Google her. I want to see what her qualifications are like. So, it now says, subsequently, several calls pulled through her mobile phone. One other replied, no return. Pick the phone.
Mm.
Say something. However, some of the evacuated students were seen in a viral video yesterday. We saw all that, and that they've started arriving. But Airpeace has another problem. They've been denied landing permits to evacuate stranded Nigerians. I would like to give this piece of advice. Before you come to the public space and tell us your intentions, whether it is for charity or for business purposes, do your homework well and tidy up things and don't rush. I would have expected Onyema to know, is that, that's his name?
Yes, Jeffrey Onyema.
No, Jeffrey Onyema is the minister. I'm talking about the chief executive is Allen Onyema.
Oh, you mean Airpeace, okay.
Airpeace. What you wanted to do is noble and so on and so forth, but in a bid to rush and get some publicity out of it, you could have tidied up. It wouldn't have taken more than an hour or two. Get your executive director of corporate affairs to quickly go and find out the landing rights, what needs to be done. You tidy up all these things before you come to the public and say, I'm going to evacuate people.
So how about if the government, you know, if they had tried to do all of that? I mean, he came out to just
see
out of good gestures.
He has done that.
Would do this.
He has done that, but I don't like back and forth.
I'm thinking that Ministry of Foreign Affairs or yes. NIDCOM would play the other part.
No, saying, in fact,
so you're moving our children to Egypt. So someone has already volunteered to airlift them.
Mm.
I mean, it's just your job to appeal the same
yes.
negotiation that you had with Egypt
yes.
to have our people move into that country.
Yes,
in that same breath, on that same table,
mm.
that's where you table the landing rights.
Yes, but if you have experience in dealing with government officials, you won't put your reputation on the line. I tell you this.
Mm.
The Lagos State government, not this one, no, years back, during Ministry government, wanted me to. I was running some consultants then and wanted me to come and organize this trade fair. They had this Lagos State trade fair. I turned it down. So Matthew Daniel, who was the commissioner, said he's never seen anybody who turns down the government. I said they will spoil my name.
Mm.
I turned it down. If you want me to organize it independently, I will do it and everything. But in conjunction with government officials, no way. I've turned it down. Some of them might even still be expecting Onyema to grease their palms for them to go and get this job done.
Mm.
That's why I'm just... what Onyema has done is noble.
Mm.
But my advice to him is when you're dealing with government officials, tidy it up. through and through.
Don't expect them to do anything.
But tidy it up, at least know what needs to be done, and then you choose your words carefully. Maybe he should just have said that we are ready once the government gives us the full compliment and whatever, so you can isolate himself for this kind of nonsense. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can isolate. Because this can be done on the touch of a button. The phone call will tell you these are the following conditions, and you can quickly run through them. Because it says here that the Egyptian government insisted there must be diplomatic approval from the federal government before Airpeace would be granted landing permit. So the question is, why did the government know that they have to give him diplomatic approval before he can, you know? Anyway, so that has been delayed because Allen says that in the last 5 hours, our pilots have been waiting. Look at that. At the Murit Alam Mohammed Airport, Egypt is yet to give us a landing permit, and the Airpeace flight planners told us that Egypt kind of declined initially, saying until there's a diplomatic approval from the Nigerian government, they will not grant it. Then he now says, okay, so we now call on the Nigerian government to get across to them. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is on top of the game. They are not. Sorry to say, they are not. Right. It still exhibits our planlessness and lack of capability in public sector. It's dismal, and that's because from the onset, the recruitment process. It's called man, no man.
Recruitment process. This is what you get. We'll leave it here for today and for the week. On dailies today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're back at 9.
Yes, I'm back at 9.
Okay, all right. That's our show, Lagos. When we return, we'll continue with Open Mic Friday. Stay here with us. We'll be back.
We all have that one friend that always hides everything from everyone else. Like my guy, Sheung, that got 1 gig free data when he downloaded my MTN NG app. He shared the gist.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.